Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. So much going on. You know what? We're just going to cut right to it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I hope that you're enjoying these prayers. We've been doing it for several years now. And I think it's, I argued with the Lord a little bit when he told me to do it. He won, as always. Well, most always. He wins. I just usually end up suffering when I didn't listen. But our nation needs prayer. We need patriots. We need prayer warriors. We need patriots that are prayer warriors. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with praise and thanksgiving for your many, many, many blessings. Father, we thank you. Your amazing love is exactly that, amazing, that you could love such as us, but yet you do. And you sacrificed your son that we would be eternally with you and him. Can't understand that kind of love, Father, because we're all conditional down here. Help us to have that agape love for others. A love that cares deeply enough to correct a brother or sister when they're in trouble, kindly, not judgmentally. And Father, I just pray for your protection over me, the show, and Rudy, my family. Father, I pray that you will protect President Donald J. Trump and his family. Father, I don't know where he is spiritually, but I pray that you will draw him closer to you. Put around him people who are strong in you, in faith in you. Godly counsel. Father, I pray that you will remove the enemies that are attacking here. But Father, may we be willing to work. May we be willing to be your witnesses. May we be willing to stand up for righteousness when it is a difficult thing to do. It's easy here, not so easy out there. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I do pray for the courage and the boldness and the wisdom and that gift of discernment. And we ask all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Patriots need to muster up some courage. Just going to put it out there today. We need to practice some tough love for liberty, for security. Patriots need to demand the truth, even when it's ugly and painful. And we must stand strong, stand fast, stand vigilant. For all America and for the world. That sounds like such a trite thing to say, doesn't it? But it's true. Molly Hemingway said, "The right needs now is the courage to fight, even if it costs us." Would you get in the battle if you knew it was going to cost you? Our founding fathers did. The pilgrims did. I'm really excited about the shows I'm going to bring to you next Thursday and Friday. I've been studying and writing, and I hope you're going to enjoy them. I do appreciate Molly Hemingway. I do. What does this mean to you, though? Are you ready, America, to be courageous? To fight even if it costs? I just read an article this morning where the Gen Z employees... one particular one, is shocked by the depressing 9-to-5 work schedule. Oh, my goodness. Suck it up, Buttercup. They're talking about it gets in the way of their life. They get home, they have to take a shower, they have to fix food. They're too tired to fix food. They don't have time to walk the dog or spend time with their friends or doing their hobbies. It's called adulthood, and it's called time management. Well, we have a generation, maybe two, that don't know how to work. I blame the parents. But now we must all deal with this horrible situation. The violence and the ignorance and the downright stupidity. Are these children, are these young adults so naive that they truly believe their own words? Are they completely beyond logic to realize they are condemning their own future? An Illinois library marks Christmas with a book. I didn't tell you about this, Rudy. It's a book about Santa. He is black, and he's gay, and he's married to an equally cheery white man.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Not in real life, he's not.
According to these people, he is. And they kind of like it that way. And I do not get this. Plus, the Macy's is accused now of planning a non-binary trans extravaganza for Thanksgiving Day Parade. But thousands are fighting back. Do you remember watching the Macy's Parade? Did you do that on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was a big deal at our house when I was a kid.
I mean, not this year, sounds like.
No. Well, they are fighting back. There's a group of women and mothers that are fighting back. Don't mess with the mama bears. Don't mess with them.
Good for
but
them.
I remember what a big deal it was. We'd watch it. We watched the big balloons and all this and that. And couldn't wait till the end of the parade when it was Santa. You know, and it's not been as big a deal to me lately. I doubt I'll watch it. I might watch it just out of curiosity. I don't know. But this stuff is crazy. Are we truly forced to believe their insanity? Or are we too weak to fight back or too afraid to fight back? Well, there's some mothers that are pretty brave. Where eternal compulsion is lacking, external punishment is required. This was a very interesting article to me, and its subtitle tells you what you need to know. The wicked should fear the righteous, not the other way around. And again, that goes back to my question and my deep concern. Does America, do you, my patriot friends, do I have what it takes to right the wrongs of this situation and restore our constitutional republic? Because it's going to mean punishment. Punishment for lots of people, but in particular those that have been in the limelight. They cannot get away with this. We can't say, well, they're a politician, so we're just going to let them lie and cheat and frame a president, and we're going to let them do this and do that and incarcerate Americans because they don't agree with them. We can't do it anymore. Liz Cheney, speaking of, she now accuses Donald Trump of using Nazi propaganda. What is it they don't like? The word vermin. Well, let's discuss a vermin. We've had some in our backyard. We're overcome with squirrels in our yard. And I mean to the point that they're damaging things. They're hungry. There's so many of them. And then the other day, I looked out the front door to see if somebody had left something on my front porch, and I saw this animal, and it was a huge groundhog. He was fat, too. He kind of wobbled, you know, when he walks, he kind of jiggling around. Of course, I think that's what groundhogs do. So my husband decided he's going to have war. He's going to catch that groundhog, and he's going to catch some squirrels. Well, he hasn't caught a groundhog, and he hasn't caught a squirrel. He hasn't caught a squirrel, but he caught two. One of the stinkiest vermin you've ever seen. Have you ever come up close and personal with a possum? They are nasty. Well, he's caught two possums, but he hasn't caught what he set out to catch. But we need to get the vermin out of the backyard, and we need to get the vermin out of America. Lizzie, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit powerthefuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. powerthefuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're gonna bring this down to some common sense because we have Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, with us. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Beth Ann, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your program.
Oh, we're always happy to have you here. We're always sad when you have to travel, but we know you're doing your job and getting things done, and you got boots on the ground, and you're bringing America home for us. And today, or this week, not today, China came to town. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that it's very, very generous and kind, actually, of Chairman Xi to make a trip across the Pacific to visit, because, you know, George III, he never once visited the colonies. You know, he just stayed in merry old England, and so it's nice that Chairman Xi is at least coming to keep an eye on everything, make sure things are going according to his plan. So we should be honored that he took time out of his schedule to come visit us.
You know, it's really strange how our minds work the same way. I didn't quite get through my monologue, but towards the end of my monologue, I'm talking about him, and I go, wait a minute, does China already own America? I mean, all the flags that were waving for him, and then these idiots that get up and they give this man a standing ovation. Wait a minute, did everybody forget COVID? Did everybody forget? They're going to give him a standing ovation.
They did. And the people in that room are all people who benefit enormously from China and from their agenda. You know, this is where we have to separate business capitalism from cronyism. Businesses that moved to China did not go there for our sake or for our benefit. They went there because when you use indentured servants and slave labor, and you don't have to, show your work on accountability for environmental practices and healthcare practices. And they don't have Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friday next week. In China, you're right. They don't have weekends off, 8 weeks paternity leave. So businesses were thrilled to move to China because they make a small fortune. And we were all assured when these businesses left Ohio and Pennsylvania and moved to China, we were assured it was going to be a benefit for all of us. Have the prices of goods come down since they've moved to China, right? Is your life better now that we have cheaper products that are made in China?
You know,
but are they even cheaper? Maybe they're more readily available, but where's this big benefit? The benefit is the businesses who are making a fortune.
Because you know what I noticed?
Their profit margins are so much bigger. So, of course, they gave him a standing ovation. Thank you, Chairman Xi, for not inspecting our plants to see if we are leaching toxic chemicals in groundwater. Thank you, Chairman Xi, for not demanding that we get Juneteenth, another holiday that I have to pay all of my staff where they produce no products. Well, you know, thank you, Chairman Xi, for not demanding that I have health care for the 9-year-old girls who make my wind and solar products. So, of course, they gave him a standing ovation. They love him.
Well, I was going to tell you, I did notice something that went down when all the jobs went to China. Our products got less quality.
Yes.
The quality of the products is not good. I mean, how many times that we know of have we had things that have been poisoned, you know, like baby formula, toxic Advil or whatever. I mean, how many times have we noticed that has happened?
Yep. My mom still has the same handheld egg beater when she bakes that she's had, I think, basically since the 70s. I have gone through about 4 because as soon as I put it on the top speed to whip something like egg whites, the batteries just absolutely, the engine just absolutely dies.
Yeah,
and
I've got
junky little, and the goal is, just buy a new one. It's only $18. Just buy a new one. I'm sure when my mom bought hers in the 1970s,
It was
probably
than $18.
$40, which is the equivalent today of $100. I'm sure it was very expensive. But holy cow, does it still work? And is it because it was made probably in Utica, New York, right?
Do you know
the brand
name?
Or it was made in somewhere in the Rust Belt. And we've given up all of that to manufacture cheap, lousy products that are disposable. And what's the environmental impact of me throwing away 4 handheld mixers, right? And everyone else in America throwing away. The TV broke, throw it away. Right? We never asked about that
world.
Environmental impact of not having quality products. And so, yeah, I mean, the group of folks who were there to celebrate him are celebrating him because they have benefited tremendously. And if you look at the accord that the Biden administration released, their promise to work with Chairman Xi on climate change, it couldn't have been any better if they had written it exclusively. Maybe they did write it exclusively and just told Biden, here, sign on the dotted line. And he said, okay, it guarantees us we will buy their lousy wind and solar. We are telling the American people we're going to shut down all of our coal and let China open coal to make products that we don't really want. I've mentioned this before. If wind and solar were so good, so efficient, such a smart business decision, right? If these were great products, why wouldn't China just adapt them themselves, right? Why adopt them themselves? Why wouldn't they keep all the good wind and solar for themselves and export us something junky?
And if
but
they
no,
really...
they build coal plants and export wind and solar because they know they stink.
So, yeah, and if they were really that good a product, why do we have to... subsidize these companies.
Yeah, exactly. And why do we have to force the American people to buy them and punish them if they don't buy them and say by the year 2035, it will be illegal for you to have X, Y, or Z? Those are just honest conversations that we need to have. And especially as we get, we're less than a year now from the next election, especially as we get closer to this, those are the honest conversations. And I've said this to you a bunch of times. It's something I still very deeply feel. The fact that since COVID, our elected officials have hidden from their electorates. They don't do town halls anymore. They don't meet with their constituents regularly. They used COVID as an excuse, and they've never gone back. But wouldn't that be a great conversation for your elected official in the high school gym or in the Rotary Club or the Civic Center? Hey, Congressman, if these are such good products, why do you force the American people to buy them? Why do you ban the products that don't work? But, you know, no one wants to answer those questions, so they just don't talk to their constituents. And heading towards the next election cycle, all you'll see are scripted campaign events like the ones Biden attends, where everyone is a paid operative to stand behind him holding a sign, half smiling, half confused. And that will be the entire election cycle. But boy, you'd love to ask these hard questions of your elected official.
He was more than half confused this weekend. And I'll tell you what, he had his little man blinking, because that guy looked as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah.
A long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Yep. How's that supposed to go? I mean, I've never seen anybody look so... And he looked that way when he went to China.
Yeah.
He looks
Every
like
time
he's...
I look at Blinken, I want to attack the White House, because he just looks so afraid and so weak. You look at Blinken and you're like, heck, maybe I could invade America. These are the foreign policy and diplomatic experts. You look at Jake Sullivan, and boy, this is a nasty comment, but, you know, he's the guy who says we really shouldn't have the fries. Let's get a side salad instead. And can I have the dressing, you know, separately? You know, these are not people that evoke strength and confidence. They all look anemic.
Or freedom.
They all look sickly. So you look across the table, it was confused Joe Biden. Of course, John Kerry was seated two seats down. Anthony Blinken, who is petrified, Jake Sullivan. And then you look at the Chinese side, and you can see the wheels turning in their little.
I mean, they're sitting up straight and
saying,
all proud.
We are going to invade so easily.
I think they already have. Okay, I wanted to ask you this, and we're going to run out of time. I wanted to ask you about Manchin. Manchin is going to throw his hat in the ring and run for president. Is that going to help West Virginia and the coal people?
I don't think he actually is. I think he likes entertaining the idea because one thing Joe Manchin really likes is he likes being in the news. And he likes being the center of attention, and he likes being talked about. So he keeps saying that he's very seriously considering a presidential run. But ultimately, the Democrat Party leaders will put him in his place and say, you are not risking a split of the Democrat Party. This no labels thing is a load of nonsense.
Third-party
candidates only work when people like Ross Perot, who was worth tens of billions of dollars, self-fund.
You know, and I think they're all hoping that the third party, I know that's what the no label want. They want to take Trump out. They're not worried about Biden. They want to take Trump out. And that's the big thing. I wanted to let you know, and all my listeners, that the 12 organizations or companies that paid the $40,000 to go in and sit with Xi and have dinner with him, one of those was something I recognized. The others I recognized too, but Amway. Everybody thinks Amway's a great deal. And I just thought, that's bad. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you, Daniel, for being
with us.
Happy
Thanksgiving to you and your family, Beth Ann.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you. God bless. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So when they gave President Z or Dictator Z, whatever you want to call it, standing ovation. They had all these people that, big company owners, and Elon Musk is one of them. And they gave him a standing ovation. I don't know if Elon stood or not, but they said he got a standing ovation. I don't know. Would, you know, standing ovation, somebody stands, everybody stands just because, you know, I think we better stand. We don't want to be the only one sitting down. But the 12 that paid the $40,000 to go sit and have dinner with Z was Tim Cook from Apple, Steven Schwarzman of Blackstone, Larry Fink of BlackRock, Stanley Deal from Boeing. I know he's mentioned yesterday. Oh, Boeing, that's, you know, Nikki Haley works for Boeing. Merit Janow, MasterCard, Milind Pant of Amway, Darius Adamczyk of Honeywell, Hock Tan of Broadcom, Robert Goldstein of Las Vegas Sands, Joseph Bay KKR company. I'm not sure what that is. Do you know what that is? Daniel O'Day, Gilead Sciences. Oh, yeah, the sciences. And Ming Hsieh, Fulgent Genetics. Fulgent Genetics. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right. I don't live in this circle of people.
KKR is a global investment firm.
An investment? Isn't that what BlackRock is?
Yep.
Okay. So they're in competition with one another. What do they need China for? Seriously, they're not making anything. What do they need China for? All right. Anyway. So it did bother me when I saw all these Chinese flags waving. We know that China owns Biden. There's no doubt about it. Come on, folks. What other president? I don't even think Clinton or Barack Obama would have done it. And I think Barack Obama is somewhat owned by China. Would let a Chinese spy balloon float all the way across the United States collecting all kinds of information. But I imagine Feinstein was owned by him. I'm still mad about that from yesterday, if you remember. And I think Mitch McConnell is owned by China. And sorry for them, they probably own Swalwell too. But do they own America now? You know, Applied Materials faces criminal probe after sending chip equipment to China. That's one of the headlines today. And there's another one here that I thought was interesting, that the scientist, he's tied to the Wuhan lab, and now he's using, as if he wasn't before, taxpayer cash to do bat Ebola experiments here in America. Another wet bat issue going to happen? Is that going to be the war that we're going to see? It's going to take some tough love for liberty, my friends. These things need to be stopped. And I'm going to add, it can't happen in just 4 years. Oh, I wish that I could interview President Trump right here in the heartland. I know he goes and does his rallies there, but he has all those uppity hosts, not somebody that's real. Not that they're not real. They are. But when he says he wants to start and build new cities in America, I want to know how he wants to do that. That's something that excites me. But if he's going to take land from American people, I'm against it. But if he's going to give back land that they've already taken, I want to know what he's going to do. And it's going to take more than 4 years. So I want to know if he has a plan. Do you have a plan for what's going to happen after you? Because you can't be president forever. It's just not allowed here in this country. And America, if we want term limits on these representatives and senators, we're the ones that are going to have to demand it. The president can't do it. It's got to come from you. This is interesting, I thought, and that was that a video, it's an old one, but it's resurfaced because they're going to go after her, that Nikki Haley was just gushing over Hillary Clinton. She admires Hillary Clinton. And this particular article states that Haley is Hillary 2.0. Hillary was dishonest, and so is Nikki Haley. I liked what she did in the UN, I will say that. But she had Trump leading her. I'm concerned. I don't know how else to put it. But I am very, very deeply concerned. So yesterday, one of the big news headlines or whatever, the big news is really big, really big, like Ed Sullivan, was this letter, which I could not get. It was on National Pulse if I paid for it, but I wasn't going to pay for it. But it's a letter from bin Laden giving all the reasons that why he it was justified that they killed all the people here in America on 9/11. And these young college students or these young Gen Zers or whatever they are on TikTok turned their hearts against America and started defending Osama bin Laden. Now, let me say this. Some of his reasoning, which I haven't read the letter, was probably correct. We have done, as a nation, with all the warmongers, like Liz Cheney's father, Nikki Haley, I believe, is in that realm. We've done some bad things in other countries. Remember Vietnam? We got our nose in there. Oh, it's just going to be diplomat. You know, we're just going to be diplomats. Next thing you know, how many children, how many young men did we, lives did, were taken? How many were ruined? Their lives were ruined because of what happened over there. Fighting, and the only thing they could get through the jungle was that Agent Orange to kill the foliage, and now our young men, who are no longer young, have suffered for decades in their lives with the residual effects of that poison. Monsanto provided that for the government. I don't see any relief for those people, my brother being one of them. But when you take them government money and they approved, what is that, Camp Lejeune? Because somebody didn't clean up the water down there. There are all kinds of people getting money there, but not these Marines and Army guys and that were over there and affected with Agent Orange. Nothing for them. Not really. I think they got a little pittance. Life was ruined. My brother started having blood clots, and he was in his 30s. It ruined his vasculatory system. He was forced to retire. He's a workaholic, and he was forced to retire. Can you imagine what that did for him? He doesn't complain a lot. That's true. He doesn't complain a lot. Rudy's seen him. It's kind of bad for me when my brother comes in here, because Rudy and my brother Phil, they kind of, they gang up on me. But, you know, I know it's in love. America, we've got to toughen up. I've got some more news I'm going to bring to you, and I want you to think about. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio, My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I want to talk a little bit about this. It's Josiah Lippincott. And he wrote this for American Greatness. And it's very in-depth. And he says, all morality is violence. Now, you have to read the article to understand what he's saying. But I think his subtitle tells you what you need to hear. The wicked should fear the righteous, not the other way around. Liz Cheney standing up and calling Trump a Nazi needs to be pushed back upon. And she needs to understand we're not buying her lies and her gaslighting anymore. The left, the rhinos, are the ones that are behaving as Nazis would. Talking about reprogramming anyone who voted for Trump. Talking about incarcerating these people. And they already have with the J6ers. They've made an example of them. A man defends his son that gets pushed on the street in front of a Planned Parenthood building. And they come with the FBI and a battering ram to take his house down, his door down, if he doesn't answer the door. He's got a wife and six kids, so he's got seven children and a wife. He says, I have seven babies in here, so calm down. He didn't know what they wanted. He was completely at a loss. Nobody, I didn't realize this, nobody had filed charges on him. The FBI decided to come after him because he was pro-life. Now, this guy in here, he's talking about violent crime, violent criminals, that they continue to slap on the wrist and send them back out. And, of course, now we have this, they can't afford it, so we're not going to make them post any bond. Well, that's the whole idea of a bond. So they're back out on the streets. And he had a couple of murders that happened that he showed who the guilty people were.
and they're thugs. And the one they let off because he wasn't smart enough to know he was doing wrong. Now, he's not retarded. You're not supposed to use that. He didn't have Downs. He didn't have some mental illness. He just wasn't schooled, I guess. You know, I'm not supposed to use that word, but we used that when we were kids because they didn't know. That's what they called Downs. And it wasn't an insult. It was just a definition. You know, it's unreal that we continue to allow the violent criminals to get away with things. And the thieves, they go in and they loot these places of business. Just ruin the businesses. There's no respect for law-abiding citizens. And this started a long time ago. Remember the don't leave your key in the car and help a good boy go bad? And if you did, then you were the one in trouble. You didn't help a good boy go bad. A good boy doesn't... Right, Rudy? A good boy doesn't take a vehicle. Rudy was a wild child when he was young. You don't take a vehicle. He didn't steal a vehicle. He kind of borrowed it. Him and a friend.
I haven't told you that story yet.
Oh, you had told me that story. Anyway, I always make fun of him because I always call him a wild child. My dad didn't afford me the opportunity to do the things you have to do. Anyway, you didn't help a good child go bad, a good boy go bad. And the same thing with locking your doors at night. If somebody breaks into your house, you better not shoot them when they're coming in, because if they fall outside, then you're in trouble. You got to drag them in the house. Make sure you kill them there. You know, give them an opportunity to attack you before you shoot them. This is absurd. But it didn't just start. We got eased into this, thinking all people are good, or they're just so underprivileged. And it's just, you know, since when does poor mean you're a thief? Since when does poor make you a murderer? We need to stop it. And there's so much more. But when you have liars and thieves in Congress that are leading this country, what do you expect the rest of the people to be? I read an article years ago, a Christian article. I believe it was Dr. Dobson. If you want to change, you don't start at the bottom. You start at the top. So, if we're going to change America, we've got to start at the top, and that's the presidency. But we've got to give him a good backing in Congress, both the House and the Senate. He didn't have that the first 4 years, and he was attacked constantly and still being attacked. And it's amazing how his numbers in the polls continue to rise. Even the people that claim they're for Trump, you know, like Fox News, they're shocked by it. And I read an article this morning that Trump is shocked by it. And then, of course, there are those that say, well, just because of that doesn't mean they're going to vote for him. Yeah, maybe so. But I'd like to sit down with President Donald Trump and see if he has a plan for after the 4 years. We have to start punishing those who are guilty, those who have caused lives to be shortened, those who have ruined businesses, those who have ruined young lives with their trans idiocy, those who have ruined the lives of those who they keep telling them that's okay when they're mentally ill. These people need to be put in their place, and they need to be punished. Liz Cheney is not a good person. She dresses nice because she's very wealthy. Her hair always looks fairly decent because she's very wealthy. But she's not a nice person. Do we, America, have what it takes to right the wrongs? To start implementing rule of law and securing our borders, rounding up the bad guys, sending them home, or punishing them in another way. The ones who murder people, they don't deserve to live. It's time that we roll up our sleeves. America, it's time. We've got to roll up our sleeves. My patriot friends. Take your Immuno-150. Take your vitamins. Keep yourself healthy. And make yourself ready. Spiritually, physically, mentally, you've got to be ready for what's around the corner. Is it going to be another virus? Is it going to be violence? Something's going to happen. We're already seeing the violence. It's time. And it's we the people. We're the ones that have to do the work. No one else can bring it back. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. So roll up your sleeves, America. There's lots of work to do to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.